Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Ion from the Creation Lightship. And we're here again to have some wonderful healings tonight. And we'd like everybody, if you would, to call in, ask some questions. And we'll talk about the lightship and healings and different things like this here. So this coming Sunday is our 8-hour intensive marathon healing session. It's for physical body and nervous system rejuvenation. If you want to get onto that, just give me an email at healing at creationlightship.com. You could put two S in there, but it won't work. So healing@creationlightship.com, and we can have you come up for the whole day, and then you're on the lightship for each week after that, basically, as long as you come on the session. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm out here in cyberspace, and hello and welcome, everyone. So Wednesday, we had a really nice show, quite a few people with us on the fast chat, and we were taking questions for Ron and also call-ins, and boy, the hour just flew by, and we basically ran out of time to get to all of your questions. So we're going to kind of continue where we left off, which means that I've noted a few of the questions that we had from the other night. We'll try to get to those. But if you have a question and you're with us right now, please go ahead and give us a call. And I'm going to give you the number for tonight. Since we're on station two, the number to call in is 888-228-4494. That's 888-228-4494. And I believe that's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. And we welcome you to come on and just, you know, you may have a question for Ron. You may have a healing request or something that you'd like to get into. So let's just have some fun and see what comes up. And also on the fast chat, if you can't call in, if you're sharing your computer, if you've got a dial-up line and you can't make a phone call at the same time as you're on your computer, then you can just go ahead and pose your questions and requests through the fast chat. And to do that, you just go to the Creation Lightship page, click on the link that says BBS Fast Chat, and then a window will come up, and you can go ahead and type any question that you have or a request, and we'll just see what comes up. So I see we have a few people on the fast chat right now, Marie and Heal and Joni, Sylvia, Rob, and kids in Toronto. So welcome, everyone. And, yeah, please let us know what you would like to get into with Ron tonight, any questions that you have or a healing request. So in the meantime, while we're waiting for your questions to pop up or waiting for you to call in, I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, to get us going.
Okay, so since today is the end of the week, which is Friday, we'll do an emotional clearing for the past 5 days. And we'll do one for just regular emotions, and then we'll do one for the traumas, so emotional traumas. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, getting a little dizzy for 1 day ago, and today cleared. Interesting. Now let's do a clearing for emotional say stress.
Caller on line one.
Okay. We'll get the caller in 30 seconds here. So here we go. Emotional stress. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Wow, can heat it up again. 3 days, do some more clearing there. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. We have a caller. So who's out there?
Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you, Ron and Sylvia?
Good.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I'm Larry.
Welcome, Larry.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you. I had a question for Ron.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to get a good one here. Okay, when we go to the universe of light, do we biolocate when we go there?
You're in spirit form, unless your body goes with you. Either way, you would. If you go with your body, you will be by locating. Yes.
Okay. Then do we check in at headquarters before we go to our respective life planet that we're attracted to?
Yeah, the headquarters for people would be what we call the home base energy. And the home base energy is where you went after your first incarnation, after you left the light ship. And so that means that you go back to where you first went to, and this is your true spiritual family, which is your home base energy. This is what we call it. So here, the light of the darkness calls that your soul family, and this is, where you incarnate with other people for each lifetime. Well, on the light ship, after you leave there, then you actually go to your home base, and these are the spirits that you can connect with. You may not typically incarnate with them. Here you're forced to incarnate with the ones that you come into. So the difference is, on the earth-based incarnation for the first time, you have a soul family, and everybody that gets stuck here the same time as you are gathered together kind of like cattle, and you're put into the soul family where you can be taught how to advance spiritually, go through all of your traumas. And then you have a place to come back to commiserate all of your stuff and to find out why you're still stuck here. So imagine the first couple times around, you're probably pretty dazed, because it's not working from what you're used to having to work as, And then the more you incarnate, the less you know about true light, because a lot of the darkness fabricates their stuff and their stories. And all of a sudden, you're stuck in this loop. So when you leave here at ascension time, if you're able to do that with your spirit, then your spirit is free. It's able now to go and do whatever it needs to do, whatever it chooses to do, and you're not stuck on any planet for more than one lifetime of that particular life form that you happen to inhabit during that stay. And then you leave, because there's so much more to experience. There's no reason to come back to any place typically twice, because there's so much out there to experience of love energy and different types of life forms. So did that answer your question, Larry?
I think so. There's no headquarters that's structured. We just go, but they're all in these refined energies, but we just go where we're attracted to. I think it's what you're saying.
Yeah. You're a free choice, and, hopefully that the travel agency of the cosmos that allowed you to come here is no longer in existence, so you won't get sold a bill of goods and get branded and tattooed so that you have to keep coming back here,
Okay, all right. And then I was wondering, here, is it about 72% of the planets that have been invaded by and overthrown by this the ET invasion? Is it about 73% in this universe here?
Okay, I didn't quite get that, okay.
We've been invaded on the planet Earth and all these other planets in this universe here by the ETs, the Greys, Reptilians, Drakians, and all. Is it about 73% average of all the planets that have been invaded, or what would the average be?
Boy, I don't. There's so many in the light that we don't even know about here that aren't even talked about. So it's hard to say, the ones that we know about. I can say this here. The planets that you see physically with your eyes and the stars, okay, since they are in time, okay, these energies that are in time because you can see them physically. So let's hope everybody's on the same page as this here. If you can see it physically, it's in 3D. And 3D, is ruled by time. And so you're not going to see out of that reality of time or to be in the present moment. So you're only going to see what the dark side created. So when you get out your telescope and you start looking around, we'll say at all these planets, exploring them, you're seeing them in time. So they're created by the darkness for you to enjoy. Okay, because the light, you're not in the same reality, because they're in time. If they weren't in time, you wouldn't be able to see them. If they are in time, then you're going to see them. Just like everything else that you physically see on this planet here. You know, that's all in the time-based reality, and the dark side captured it. Does that help you out, Larry?
Yes, that helps out, yes, okay. And then, is it possible for the light ship to, because they go through our screen on the computer and they come through the screen as light beams to help us, could they come into our bedroom or maybe through a night lamp? I'm being serious when I say this. Can they go through electrical current like a night lamp or protect us in our bedroom at night? Is that possible too?
Well, they're using the medium of the light beam on your monitor screen, okay? So that's what they're doing, because you need a medium of some sort for them to come through in. They more than likely, I would say, will not come through anything else but the monitor of that light beam picture, okay? So if you turned off your computer, more than likely, 99.9%, they would not have a way to connect with you, okay? Imagine that in certain instances they might, but typically they need that medium to actually show themselves to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And then I had a question. I think the movie I saw was Treasure Planet. I saw a small part of it, where there's a shapeshifter, and there was this lady, and she was a human shapeshifter. She changed into disappearing energy into the air, and then she changed into a man with a man. And can a shapeshifter change from a human form and talk to a human being, and then can he change into the air, into the invisible realm, and then can he change into a man again? Can a shapeshifter do all those three things?
Yeah, they can shapeshift into anything that they wish to adapt themselves to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you remember watching one of the Terminator movies, there was a gentleman who was like playing a police officer who would materialize into, you know, a policeman, I believe. And then from there, you know, he would turn into some kind of silver being, I believe, and that's kind of the way it works. So a shapeshifter can be and clone into any type of energy. So they just get
incredible.
That blueprint. Yep, it's incredible. Uh-huh. They just get the blueprint and turn into that. This is why I say, you know, when you're walking around and you're seeing people on the street, and if they look a little different to you, then they're probably a shapeshifter. I have seen some strange people. At least to me, they're strange. Okay, to most people, they probably wouldn't recognize it. But sometimes you go to a different advanced stuff, and it'd be like the UFO conferences and the conspiracy conferences. We don't go to those any longer, but we used to, just when we first started. And went to the one in where was it? I think around San Jose, I believe, or Santa Clara, maybe San Jose. And it was a Bay Area UFO conference, and then they also have a conspiracy conference there. So we went there maybe like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And this also includes other expos, we'll call it, but mainly this one here happened to have this too. And what happens is you'd see people, and, you know, I call them basement people, okay, people that were in the underground. And they somehow maybe were cloned, or maybe they're not cloned, but they live there. And they get brought up to the surface to kind of see what exhibitors are at these events. And so they may have a camera behind their eyes, et cetera. This may sound a little sci-fi to most people, but remember watching all your sci-fi movies. A lot of this is true, what they're bringing you. So it always wants to tell on itself to brag how what it's doing to us, so they can watch their own movies, you know, and say, oh, yeah, this is Joe over here, you know. So anyway, these people, a lot of times they'll come in, and all of a sudden you look at them, and, man, they're wearing clothes that maybe was popular maybe 25 years ago. And you go, wow, this is really weird. hello, you know. And they look different. A lot of times they wear sunglasses because they don't want to have their eyes show. And a lot of the people that are very, I'll use the word gorgeous, I guess you'd call it, especially women and also men, perfect body, physique, these are probably cloned people that are up, you know, walking around reporting to where they came from, okay, what life is like on the planet. And they're always perfect, you know, the perfect, beautiful woman that you'd, you know, think of in your dreams, you know, that you'd hardly, you know, ever see physically, but all of a sudden she pops up, you know. And the same with the men. So they do genetic engineering underground here, and that could also be including, you know, the ETs also. But whatever's underground, and I don't get into that too much because it's not my forte, but, you know, the stuff that we don't really know about too much that's going on, that these people come up, and this is what they do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they'll ask stupid questions, you know, and want to get a lot of information, but they really don't have a way to connect with what you're doing, at least myself anyway. All they want to know is information. Mm-hmm. So they're like spies, mm-hmm. okay?
Okay.
And, in fact, we worked with one gentleman in New York, and somehow he ended up having a problem with his eyes. He said, Ron, mm-hmm. my eyes are kind of like, you know, a little strange or something. And, you know, so I mentioned this in one of the programs earlier, maybe 6 months ago or so, but we worked on him and took the energy out of his left eye, whatever that was there. And he said he felt better, could see better, see clearer, maybe more in focus, okay? And then when I took the energy out of his right eye, it ended up being like a little camera attached to his ear somehow. I couldn't figure that one out, but maybe it was a microphone in the ear and a camera in the eye. So I took it out. His eye that used to be, I think it was brown, turned completely black. And I had, you know, other people, you know, watching this here, and maybe one or two people. And from there, it took him maybe an hour or so to get the eye color back the way it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't to say, you know, all I saw was what I pulled out. And, you know, it's possible he had a shapeshifter in him looking out of the eye, and I got rid of the shapeshifter. And the shapeshifter gave me the vision of a microphone and a camera, or it was taken out that way. You know, I don't know, you know, because remember, they're very sneaky. At times they'll come into your dreams and appear to be something, and then, you know, you kind of like follow this dream out, and all of a sudden maybe they turn into something else. So you may think that this thing is really nice being a alien life form, maybe helping you out, because we don't know the difference too much, you know. We just don't have that consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, remember, that they took out of us what we need to detect them. You see, that's why we're missing the DNA and stuff, okay? So we don't know, you know. Some people who are really possibly intuitive, maybe psychic, using that word, or very connected to their body energy will know the difference, okay? So, but other than that, you know, we go back to New York, I'd say, walking on the street, about one out of every 1,000 person living there or walking there that we see would be what I call a basement person. It's a clone person. They're immaculate looking, very, very well dressed, just very interesting to see. And once you realize it, and if you look in their eyes, there's nothing in their eyes. There's a lot of them just wear sunglasses, you know. So, you know, nothing is there but just black. But most people... not used to seeing that, but these people have the perfect physique, no fat on them. They're, you know, they're a perfect human specimen, okay? And that's how they engineer them. So anyway, I hope that answered your question, Larry.
Yeah, that was wonderful, Ron, wonderful. And can we have Jesus come in to help us, the 9-year-old Jesus come in like we did on Friday to help us with our the same areas that to work on for me that he did on Friday and the rest of the people respectively? Could we have him come in tonight?
Yeah, we had the number 7 come in. So that
Jesus.
Was the energy of him, the spirit of him just holding the body. Since you mentioned that, would you like another energy to come in that was in his body?
Yes, that'd be wonderful.
Okay, so what I'll bring in is I'll bring in the energy of the spirit of Princess Diana that was in Jesus when he walked the earth here.
Okay.
And so she's to us today. So this is the energy of her in him. It's the same energy that she had down here on this planet, but from the light ship, it's fully empowered. And
okay.
So this will be the Jesus energy for the humanitarian mission. And she probably wasn't too empowered at that age of 7. So I'll bring her in at the age of, I'm getting like maybe 21, 22 of his life, okay? So this way she'll have more, because then she was able to do more stuff. Remember, a 7-year-old can't do too much.
Okay,
so here we go. So I'm going to bring in, and if this is over everybody's head, Jesus had many different energies coming into his body. He had his original spirit energy that held the body together, which was the Immaculate Conception body that was the light ship eliminated the densities, which is what we try to do here in this program for everybody. And the sessions that I do with people to get rid of their genetic cellular memory so you can hold more spirits. All that stuff was taken out of him. So now he could hold 100% spirit energy integrated in his cells. And so the spirit held that energy with the body. And then other light beings came into the body of Jesus to do the work. So this is one of them coming in. And his spirits materialized in this lifetime into the body of Princess Diana. And that was a humanitarian mission.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. I'll count to 10. And you can bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're brand new to the program, just click on Creation of Healing, scroll down about an inch or so, and bring up the light beam. And here comes the light beam that was in Jesus for the humanitarian mission. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may want to put your hand maybe a few inches away from your monitor, palm facing it. Maybe you might feel the energy, or maybe back off further than that. And you might feel the energy bouncing from the light beam to your hand to do some healing work with you. Here we go. 1, and you must request a healing if you'd like to have something done. If you don't know what's wrong with you, just say, yeah, just help me out. You know, give me a tune-up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll give you about a minute of silence here. So if you don't hear us, that's the reason, so you can actually feel the energy. And I'll bring it in again a little stronger, so I'll use the word stronger this time. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you here as you feel this energy. Maybe you can comment on it and just see how you're feeling. I'm getting very hot here, so.
Oh, it's a wonderful, beautiful energy for myself. I really enjoy putting my hands out so I can feel that. Also, just directly feeling it in your heart center and feel your heart center get warm and just feeling of a real fullness from the beautiful energy that's coming there, and just request your healing. And let's see, we have quite a few questions and requests, Ron, so just let me know when you're ready for that. And in the meantime, we'll just sit with this energy for another minute or so.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe another minute would be.
Yeah, it's wonderful, really wonderful. So much compassion.
Okay, that feels great to me. So we'll leave the energy with us here, and we can do some maybe more healing or just answer some questions. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we had a request. The first request of tonight was from Brett, and Brett wanted to know if we could have a feet-to-head entity clearing.
Okay, so we'll work with the feet first. Here we go. So taking them out of our feet, and they're being released now. Okay, get as much as we can out during this short little session here. And next one here is going up to our ankles. And remember, you catch these, or they come into you because of typical pain in your body, past pains that you may not have now. Do you recognize? Yes. Another caller?
Hello, who's there?
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes,
and I'm
like
still
to
doing
know,
entity releases for everybody.
Healing request.
Yes, who's this?
This is Ana Graciela.
Hi, welcome, and thank
you
for calling.
Thank you.
And what would you like to request?
I want to first. I know I have a couple questions. First is about the food. If you need to be a vegetarian to, or at least healings, or just we can eat anything. Because I have not problems with that. I used to have a different kind of. The meditations, and that's what I like to see if you can, what kind of food is. In the same time, I have some pain in my head, so I like to see if you can do anything for me.
Okay, well, let's take up your question first, and then Ron is finishing up with this other clearing. So you're wondering about what food to eat. Ron, would you like to comment on that?
I used to be in different meditations, and they told me that it's better be vegetarian, but I know they say that you can eat anything, so right now I don't know what to do.
Okay, so...
I don't normally recommend a vegetarian or not. It's kind of whatever you want to do, okay, because some people do need to have meat to make their body work. People may feel that meat helps them, say, ground. The word grounding is kind of used many different ways, but maybe they feel heavier, and they need to have that so they're not as flighty. I just really can't tell you not to eat meat, because if I said that, I'd have to tell you not to eat vegetables and things, because you're killing that too as you eat it, unless it falls on the ground or something. You know, you want to dig up a carrot and eat that, you know. So everything that you're eating at some point was alive. The difference, I would say, with a vegetarian type of meal versus a meat meal is that, and we'll talk basically meat as being red meat, okay, from a cow. Typically, what you're getting there in that meat is the consciousness of the cow. Remember, it has a DNA to it. And you're probably also getting the trauma from that meat into your body, because the cows do respond before they're killed. And I've heard about where maybe a mother knew that the calves are being killed, and it had a difficult time. It responded to their death, so much like humans do. But I'm not here to say not to eat meat or to be a vegetarian or whatever. It's whatever you choose to do. Just know that what I would not eat, okay, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes here, would not eat a lot of the sushi stuff where you're dealing with octopus energies and squid energies and who knows what. So there's no spirit in those, and those are created by the darkness. Or snake energies I would not eat, okay? People eat snakes sometimes, so I'd be very careful. of what you're ingesting, because bringing into your body an alien life form that was physical here, that was not created by the light. So that I would say don't eat those. And anyway, but as far as what to eat, what not to eat, that's about all that I can really tell you. So in the New Age community, everybody wants to become vegetarian because they feel that's probably the proper way to do, and not to kill a living conscious being like yourself. You know, if we walked around typically with our hands and our legs or on our knees or something, and somebody killed us, you know, that wouldn't be too good. So just because, you know, you're eating a four-legged versus a two-legged, there's probably really not much of a difference on it. And also, I told or believed anyway of this, you have to check it for yourself. So I'm digging into information that's earth-based, okay? But I am told that the pig is, you know, human DNA in it. And so the aliens brought the pig here, and that's actually humans. This is why they, I guess, were able to do heart transplants on pigs a long time ago. So when you eat a pig, pork or whatever, you're actually eating human DNA. You know anything about that, Sylvia?
No, I don't know too much about it, but there's, you know, I have heard of, you know, using the pig heart valve to replace the human heart valve. So there has to be some kind of compatibility there. I guess what I could add, you know, is that, like Ron says, you have to go within and check with your spirit and ask your body also. And one thing I can recommend is on Ron's website, he has a wonderful section called Personal Activations, Divine Activations, and you can actually go to the Object Activation. And I believe it's $30 a month or something like that for unlimited use every day. And you can take your plate of food, and you can, you know, basically have the light beings activate that food for you, you know, to make it harmonize with your body or for the energy that you need. And so that's a wonderful thing to do, too, you know, to have that love energy put into the food. So I think that's probably one of the best things you can do, no matter what kind of food you're eating. Because remember, you know, like probably most of the food used to be grown and created in love energy. And think about what happens now, where most of the food is mass-produced on large farms using heavy-duty machinery and a lot of times, you know, chemicals, and a lot of the food is genetically modified, which means you're not starting out with something that's in love energy. Or many of the animals are raised inhumanely without love energy. So if you're going to eat, if you feel your body needs to eat that meat, then look for sources that are organically raised and humanely treated in their life cycle, so that there's more of just that, you know, love energy in the food instead of all of that other stuff which you don't want to take into your body temple.
Very
so
good.
That's what I would say. And I think you also mentioned that you had a healing request.
Yeah, at least you mentioned a headache or something. So let's bring the light being in, and we'll bring energy in, on that for people who have maybe head traumas or something to do with their head. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And here comes the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, that's great. So, what's the date today, Bea?
The date today is 9/11/09.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, which we're probably maybe you're all aware of, this was a a special day for the dark side many years ago. And we're going to do a release here of trauma for the spirits that are still living in physical bodies of people, okay, and or living or trapped somewhere in the material that maybe was in the building or something, okay, or maybe they're inside of some physical objects because they did not want to leave. So basically we're going to do this blanket healing now, and here we go. So I'm going to count to 10, bring the light being up here. I'm going to bring in the 12 source energy. This will be very nice for everybody. So number one, source, coming in. There we go. Number two, remember, you're created from each one of these energies. So you have each source energy inside of your body and also inside of your spirit. And here's number three. They gave in themselves to create you. Number four, energetically. Number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number 10, number 11, and number 12. There we go. So they're coming in now, and we're going to have them connect with their creations of what they created, and have them take out that spirit energy off this planet here. Here we go. So on the count to 10, it'll start. You might feel your body change. You may have energies with you. If you happen to live maybe in New York or were around in that area, maybe you have some entities hanging on to you, or maybe even relatives that may be passed on, or bodies died, I should say, and that maybe they're hanging out with you. So they'll be released now. So here we go. Oh, man, this is a big clearing. So I'll count to 20 to release these. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out of sadness, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so if you are affected a little bit right now, you may want to get up and walk around to get the energy, kind of shake off the negativity. And we're going to do a clearing now that these entities brought you with their negativity and their traumas. So this will be the entities' emotional baggage that they left you. It's going to be released right now. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if for some reason you need more of a healing on this here, then go to the emergency healing on the website and click on that and ask to have a continuation of this after this program is over with. If you feel a little funky, this is what you want to do. Okay, Sylvia, that's in motion now. And hopefully all these energies will be released out of this place here. Oh, we got to take it off the spirit of the earth.
Here we go.
Okay. And, okay, bring up the earth spirit here. We're going to have her come into the light beam. And we're going to have, in fact, if you people are clever enough, you might want to bring up, maybe minimize the light beam once and bring it up again. So you have two side by side. So I'll give you time to do that if you want to do that. This will be very interesting. Give you about a minute here, and I'll just talk about it. So the one on the left will be the energies that were negativity, we'll call it, that the earth spirit collected and hasn't got rid of yet. And the right energy will be the divine energy coming in to help it. So they should look a little different for you. And here we go. So I think everybody's ready, Sylvia.
Maybe let's just give them another minute to get their computer set up, and I'll ask you a question while they're doing that. Brett was asking, after the entity release, if we could have a spirit integration. And I'm guessing that they already did that because the light chip always does that with the entity release.
Yeah, that's already slated. That happened about 2 minutes ago.
Okay, great.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
So, left is the traumas of the earth spirit, and you can watch the light vein. It's coming through. I'll make it come into that picture. So here we go. One, or ask it to. I don't want to say make. That's not free will. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Go. And this is the divine energy, source energy on the right side to do the healing on the earth spirit. So you can watch the energies go back and forth if you wish. Here we go. These 12 source energies. So I'll bring it in stronger. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and boy, that feels pretty good. A lot of energy is leaving. A lot of sadness. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you as I kind of rebalance a little bit.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. You know, I could feel that kind of sadness going on in the earlier today, and so glad that you gave us the opportunity to have this release. This is wonderful. Okay, so let me just look at the questions on the fast chat. We have a question from someone that's on as guest, and their question is, do we have a name for our home base?
Very good question. To my knowledge, there's probably no names for your home base. So the way you get connected to that is through a session which is called the 4-in-1 session. And there's four healings that we do at one time, or not at one time, but in sequential order. So the first one would be basically the planetary clearing. We get rid of maybe, I think, 13 of the major planets that are cording you, take away your life force, body, energy. And actually, there's a couple thousand that are actually affecting you, but these are the 13. This is what I did initially, people out, before it came into a, open up a can of worms here, and having so many clearings brought forward because people needed more. But that's number, we'll call that number one. The second part of the clearing, number two is, I got to think here. I'm still doing the clearing with the earth spirit here. Two would be
soul contracts.
The soul contracts, and then we connect you to your twin flame and your home base. So those are the main four that we do. And I see a little rabbit. How cute! A little bunny rabbit came over. Very nice. So this is what's done in the 4-in-1. The cost is, I think, $150 to do it. You need to have your emotional clearing done first, and a sensory clearing, which is your past lives, and also this is genetic clearings, and then also your mental clearing. So those are required to have this because your twin flame will not be able to come into your body if you're too dense. It still doesn't necessarily come in completely, but it will connect with you, and then you have that energetic connection. So you have the information, the energy of your twin flame, if you need that, along with your soul family, other spirits on your home base energy. So back to you, Sylvia. We're still clearing the 9/11 stuff. I'm getting very, very, I'm starting to sweat, actually.
Yeah, it's getting warm here, too. And guest was also asking about where in the cosmos our home base planet or energy is, and isn't that different for most people?
Yeah, everybody typically has a different one. So as far as where it is, what we know about of the planets is all the information from the light of the darkness. And so all these different things that they find with the telescopes and whatever they're doing to find new planets, that's all dark side energies. That's all in time because you're seeing them in time. in the light, you would not see them because they would not typically exist because they'd have a different frequency on them. So what you're seeing is three-dimensional reality of all these planets, so you can look at them. And, you know, this is why, you know, they brought out the astrological signs and they connected different stars together to make the different symbols of the different types of planets. So this is still dark side information. So this is still connected to your universal intelligence, you know, universal mind, collective consciousness. This is all dark side energy of the mind. So as far as, you know, saying, are you out here or out there? No, more than likely not, because you're not in the dark side energies. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so there was a question from, I believe it was Marie, asking about, you know, since typically men can tend to be more mental and less maybe sensitive than women. In the past, ascensions have it tended to be like more women ascended than men.
Boy. That's hard to say if that would be correct or not. I would say very possibly, but it all depends how well they're actually able to cut to their own spirit. And so, remember, women being more sensitive does not mean that they're being more spiritual. It means that they're able to normally connect with their body energy to feel the sensitivity of the emotions to sample and see where they need to go to or what they need not to do, because they're sampling body energies in 3D. So that doesn't necessarily mean that they're actually more intuitive or more spiritual because they're getting information or being more sensitive. So being sensitive, if you're in the 3D realm, you may just be bringing in and experiencing the negativity that's here. And that's how people normally start doing their spiritual readings from people, is that they actually use the lower chakras and they run that energy into their body, put it through their own life experience format. And then with their own life experience, they're able to read and bring forth information according to their life and project that onto someone else's life. And this is how most readers who are the beginning ones start to read, because they actually feel the negativity from one person, or they bring that energy right into their body and go, oh, this feels pretty yucky. And in this, what I'm feeling is this, that, and the other. Well, are they reading an entity? Are they reading the genetic history of your body and seeing that your spirit instead? You know, it's really hard to say, but this is what they do. So getting back to the question, did more women ascend than men? I really, at this moment, I could not say. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, let's see. We had Joni asking, how come the light ship doesn't get detected by radar, et cetera?
Oh, because it faces. So
what was that,
we're living here. Yeah, it's not detectable, so it's not necessarily a UFO. Although when you go on it, it does appear to be physical, and so the vibration is say much higher than what could be detected by the darkness. So that's pretty much correct. It's not divine truth or anything, but it's pretty much correct. And then the light has to come down and lower its frequency to engage the darkness. So for that would be correct. Back
okay.
to you, Sylvia.
We had Ed on the line asking for a sample of pain and anger clearings.
I didn't understand that too much. I had a little bit of background static. Is that again there?
We have Ed on the fast chat with us, and he was asking if you could do a sample clearing of the pain body clearing and the anger body clearing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Pain. Here we go. So So on the light shift, what we do is we bring in a special energy for pain release. So we'll do the pain release energy, and this is a black energy, oddly enough. Don't get caught in the 3D realm here that white is better than black, and that black is no good. There's a church that doesn't want you to wear red or black or something else. It's more of the earth-based reality, and they actually, anyway, I won't go into that. But anyway, here we go. And I'm sure there's no caller on listening who go to that church anyway and have that belief system. Although a saint that came here was supposed to have been channeled saying that, which I think the channel went sideways. Because everything that's in creation is fine. There's no discrepancy on colors. So here we go. For no judgment, because the light doesn't judge its creation. So here we go. We're going to bring in a black energy with the golden little speckles in it. So this will come in. Let's bring it in through the lightship insignia. So scroll down a little bit further. You can see the lightship insignia on your monitor screen. And this will be the pain release entity that we normally do on the conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays on the lightship. And we also bring it in on the 8-hour calls, too. So here we go. Those are on Sundays. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in another energy, which is very similar. And this is the black energy with the silver speckles. So here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And what was the other part that wanted? That was a pain.
That was anger, Ron.
Anger.
Yep.
Yeah, anger, right?
Yes.
Okay, anger is a big one. So let's first do fear. We'll do a fear body clearing. Or this is an invisible body that walks with you, we'll say, is integrated with you. And normally the fear turns into anger after you experience one, and then you go to the other one. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life. And here we go, 5 days cleared. That's rough. 4 days cleared. Wow. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Do it again. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. Do it one more time. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. One more time. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. That should help you out quite a bit there. And I'm going to do the anger clearing. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. I feel like self-sabotage, too. So remind me for that one, okay, Sylvia? 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Wow. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So I just felt the energy of self-sabotage. So even though Ed mentioned to do this clearing, I'm not saying that Ed has this, okay? But somebody out there does, and you know who you are. So here we go. If you don't have a clue, you will when I can do the clearing because you're going to feel it leave you. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Oh, man, this is bad. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Wow. Let's start over again. Wow. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. Now, this is the dark side coming into you, making you sabotage yourself. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. Today cleared. 5 days cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, today cleared, and 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared. Well, got it again. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. and I'm sweating again. 5 days cleared is very, a lot of energy. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And there's one more that I can do for people here that's kind of related here. See what I can pull out of the hat here. Boy, it deals with anger. I think it's internal sadness. We have it on the website, which is like, you know, infinite sadness. So here we go. This is kind of all wrapped up together. It's like, you know, what's happening to me? It's not like a poor me situation. It's like much worse, okay? It's like you can't get out of your own way, and the stuff keeps happening. So this is the infinite sadness. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, wow, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. One more time. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, that was great. Let's see. We have Judy, and she's requesting a planetary cording release.
Okay, so since we're doing energies here from the heart, basically, heart energies, you know, and doing the 9/11 one, let's do a cording of the planets that are connected, you know, whatever we can get out of you. Your spirit will help with this naturally. All the healings are done through your spirit. So here we go. This is heart energy where the dark side planets have corded your heart. Okay? And that can even give you a heart attack, along with other things. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared. Oh, yawning again. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And again, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, wow, awesome. Let's see. We have Mia on the line, and she was asking if you could do like you did on Wednesday of any dark, or I guess beings, if the light ship could bring them to the light.
Oh, thank you for asking for that one. That's great. So, everybody typically could have these shapeshifter energies in them, dark side critters, octopus, squid, you know, snakes, worms, many, many things. You can go to the website and check those out. So here we go. And also ones that may be in your room listening to the radio program that you can't see, but they would like to go to the light too. Doesn't matter how they were created or how they got to you or around you or in you. It's a chance for them to get released. So a lot of times they may come, hopefully wanting to have this clearing done. And so we're going to do it right now. So here we go. We're going to count to 10. And if you feel any body reactions, sometimes you might even feel your skin kind of crawl or quiver. That means that they're leaving you. That's a good sign. Don't be afraid. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Wow. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. That was a heavy-duty clearing.
Wow, lots of amazing clearings tonight. So that's wonderful. And speaking of that, it'd be really great if we could spend a few minutes, Ron, talking about the wonderful healing opportunities that are coming up for people this month with the two Sunday healing intensives and also the Saturday special four-hour ascension preparation session. So over to you.
You might as well continue.
Oh, okay.
You're doing a great job.
Okay, well.
I'm still recuperating from this last healing here. A lot of energy went by. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a little dizzy.
Sure. Okay, so basically this Sunday, 2 days from now, there's going to be an eight-hour session, lightship session. And the wonderful thing about this is you don't have to travel. You can do it from anywhere that you have a phone. And even if you have to go to work or do something like that, you can come on to this as an absentee. And it's 8 hours of amazing healing on the Creation Lightship to remove any of these dark side energies that have attached to your body or internal organs or to your nervous system, for example. I believe this particular Sunday there is going to be quite a lot of focus on the nervous system, both on getting these energies out of the nervous system and then doing the repairs to put them back into, the correct spiritual blueprint for that area of the body. And it's just an incredible, incredible experience because as these dark side energies are and entities come out of the body, then your own divine spirit can reside there once again, and therefore you can come more into wholeness and be integrated with your physical body and allow the body to hold more light energy. So that's an amazing experience coming up. Also, the following Sunday, the same thing. And then on the third Saturday of the month, which, let's see, I have to get my calendar out to give you the exact date. Maybe, Ron, you know it, but the four-hour Ascension Preparation Saturday is coming up. I believe that's the 18th. No, the 19th.
Yeah.
Is that right? The 19th, Saturday the 19th. Okay.
Yeah, it's the third Saturday.
Yep,
it
and that
at,
is...
1 o'clock PST.
Great. 1 to 5 Pacific time. And that is just incredible lightship healings to help prepare your body for ascension. There's many, many modalities, many different things that are done, including the amber blood transfusion, which is just incredible. It's like a golden light energy blood that is put throughout all the veins and arteries of your body, and the organs in your heart and so forth are all tuned up to be able to accept that energy and that frequency. And like Ron says, it's I'll let you talk about how, you know, you've experienced that for yourself as far as fluidity and not the heavy density of the blood before that.
Yeah, that clearing is quite something. The first time it was done on me was years and years and years ago. And I was actually watching the procedure, doing it on myself as a light being working on a physical body. And for myself, it took quite a while to me. Whatever I do, normally they work on me first, or I work on myself first here on the light ship. But I think it took about a week to do. For most people, I can do it now within, you know, a couple of hours. But basically, it felt like I had... just like square rocks in my veins. And after it was completed, it felt like I had well-lubricated ball bearings. And everything just flowed effortlessly through my body. And it just kind of like hummed, you know, this perfect harmony. But before, it was quite different. And I'm sure most people who've had this done, and we do it a lot of times on the calls to give it actually, you know, more energy to them with this, so they get more integration what I will say, what's kind of, some people think because they've been on one call that they had it all. And, or they experienced a sample clearing and think they had it all. Well, you have to go through on the sample clearing. You want to get the whole clearing done for this lifetime. Just doing a sample, you know, over and over and over again is not going to work, and the light chip will not allow that, you know, to be effective for you. But aside from that, if you go on these calls, they work more and more with you. You know, they get deeper into you so that they can pull out more stuff. And as that's released, then your spirit can come deeper into you also and hold on to more territory that's supposed to be with you. So first you want to become typically heart-centered. That way at least you can talk to your spirit and become peaceful. Hopefully you can talk to your spirit. And next you want to have, which is, you know, not really talked about too much. Everybody talks about being heart-centered and smiling a lot and being loving. That doesn't really mean anything. That's just an emotional thing, okay? So that's living in the emotions here of being nice and, you know, putting on a good facade about how nice you are and what a good person you are. What has to be done is your spirit has to integrate and be inside of each one of your cells. And the only way that's going to happen is to get these clearings, to get rid of the cellular density, which is what Jesus was getting rid of also in people. Remember, he was killed because he died for your sins. That's what the churches say. Well, he was killed because he's releasing your sins, genetic cellular memory. And that, all that stopped when he left the planet. When he stopped doing his healings and teachings, all that stuff came to a standstill. The churches want you to believe that he's still doing work, that Jesus is here, he's always here, you know, and he's, you know, this is what they tell you. Well, that's the dark side information to prevent you from going inside. It's another way to take you from living in the present moment with your spirit and then to put your energy outside of yourself. So they got a book about that. And they twist the words, and they don't really go into the actual teachings of Jesus, which is not to go outside of yourself for anything. And, you know, which is what he talked about, you know, the kingdom is within. And then he also made the phrase that, you know, you have to go through me to go to the Father. Well, that just meant when he lived here, in order to go to the light ship, you had to go through his energetic system. His energetic system held the key to go to the light ship, just like mine has in this lifetime. And so the energy, when he left, also left. But that's taken on out of text, and people still think and believe because they're told. Remember, once you get it ingrained in you that it's truth, or it's written on paper, then you think it's, you know, 100% truth once it's written down in a book. Well, he was just talking about when he lived here. Nothing, you know, afterwards, because he left. And there's no more physical energy here as a conduit to go to the light ship, which is what he called Father. So hopefully you understand that more fully. But the main thing is you want to get the stuff released out of you. And, you know, having that amber blood is wonderful, and you want to get integrated with your spirit into your cellular memory. And when that happens, you actually start really knowing your body energy. Because remember, you're now dealing with your body on a cellular memory level, as opposed to, you know, a feeling body energy. Completely different. In fact, we'll do this healing right now so you can actually feel the difference on it before we sign off. So I'm gonna do an energy mission to you from the light ship, which will work with your feeling body, your senses, the energy that you normally use to sample the earth energy and also people, places and things on this planet. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and they'll just bring the energy in, and you can actually feel it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It will increase the energy. And this will be like what you normally feel here as a human being on this planet, just so you're going to really understand what it's like a little stronger. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we're going to change energies. I'm going to bring you in contact with your cellular memory of your body and activate some of that for you so you can actually feel the difference of your spirit integrating with those cells. and you're going to feel a whole different body energy, which you probably have never felt before. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Sylvia, back to you, and we'll do a closing here.
Wow, that was amazing. What do you call it? How would you describe that again?
Well, we brought in the energy. The second energy was your spirit integration into your cells. You'd actually feel your body energy on a cellular level, okay, as your cells are, like, talking to you. Yeah. Most people don't feel that. They'll just feel the emotional energies, okay? So you're actually being able to connect with your cells of your body, which is, you know, what it's made up of.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, so I know our time is over. Do you want to go a little bit further, or do you need to wrap up?
I'm a little tired after that 9/11 clearing. So
I can do
a couple more minutes here.
Okay, well, let's definitely continue tomorrow night, everyone, on Saturday night. If you can come back on at 9 p.m. Pacific, if you had any questions that weren't addressed tonight or requests, then come back with us tomorrow, and we'll just take it up where we left off. What's that?
You do want to come on early, because we go to the light ship within the first 5 minutes. And that's because we have people back east who are very dedicated, and it's midnight. Okay, so we go to the light ship first. That way they can get off the call if they need to, and at least have that light ship experience. So, roughly 10, 15 minutes to the light ship. So we do that within the first couple of minutes of the show, up to about 5 minutes, then we go to the light ship. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And if you want to leave your monitor screen on, for a while, you can. And, bring up those two light beams if you want. If you haven't got rid of them, just bring up two, and that will help to clear the energy of 9/11. The one on the right side, when you put it up, will be the source energy coming through. And the one on the left will be the trauma from the earth spirit and the other energies that are stuck here, which could be entities also. So in closing, we'll just say blessings to all of you. And everybody have a beautiful evening tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow with Saturday night live on the light ship. And remember, contact is all it takes to change your life through space and time. Interesting, that's the songs of Van Halen. To change your life through space and time. Time-based reality. Contact with your spirit. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Blessings, everyone. See you tomorrow.